what happened that after Gottfried's work there, and, well, coding theory died again. Only now the new panacea for the narrowband channels is trellis-coded modulation. All the practical, in fact, I think Gottfried might still argue that all the practical problems have been solved. All that's left is the problem of finding good codes for use in trellis-coded modulation. And that situation existed not very long ago until at the ICC, the International Communication Conference in 1993 in Geneva, three crazy Frenchmen, Veru, Glavieux, well, two of them were Frenchmen, they're from Brest, all of them, came up with the notion of turbocodes. And they presented the performance of turbocodes on the additive white Gaussian noise channel, and it was fantastic. They were coming up within a few tenths of a dB of capacity. The best that people have been able to get to, even using the turbidecoded inner codes and concatenated outer codes, was something like about 1.5 dB away channel capacity. Well, a great number of people in the audience, I must admit myself to being suspicious. Jochen Hagenauer has also mentioned to me that he was suspicious, and I think most people were suspicious, that they had made a 3 dB error in calculating the performance of their system. But they hadn't. And so people rushed back and tried their own simulations of the system, and they got the same numbers that Beru et al. Had gotten in their paper.